and then you guys can read about the Byron Bible Camp stuff going on there. The only other thing I've got is if you're in the adult Sunday school class that meets in room one, we're decorating for VBS in that room. So if you want to help with that, you can sure go in there and start cutting stuff out. But other than that, if you guys can meet on one of these fellowship hall tables, that would be great. So that way you guys have a place to sit, because there's no place to sit in there right now. So are there any other announcements this morning? If not, we'll go to our call to worship, which is from Isaiah 55, 8 through 11. And it says, "For my thoughts are not your thoughts, neither are my ways, or your ways my ways, declares the Lord. For as the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts than your thoughts. For as the rain and the snow comes down from heaven, and do not return there, but water the earth, making it bring forth and sprout, giving seed to the sower and bread to the eater, so shall my word be that goes out from my mouth. It shall not return to me empty, but it shall accomplish that which I propose, and shall succeed in the thing for which I had sent it."
Before we get to this hymn, I'd just like to point out the most valuable person here, and that is her. I don't get here early very often, but this morning to sit here and listen to that, thank you. Okay, time to sing. We're going to sing a lot this morning, and I'm probably going to be out of breath, so you're going to have to pick up the pace a little bit. We're going to go to number 59 in our hymnals. I sing the mighty power of God. We better stand for this. If we're going to sing about the mighty power of God, we better stand up and shout about it. I sing the mighty power of God that made the mountains rise, that spread the flowing seas abroad and built the lofty skies. I sing the wisdom that ordained the sun to rule the day. The moon shines full at his command, and all the stars obey. I sing the goodness of the Lord that filled the earth with food. He found his creatures with his word, and then pronounced them good. Lord, how thy wonders are displayed where'er I turn my eye. If I survey the ground I tread or gaze upon the sky, there's not a plant or flower below but makes thy glories known. And clouds arise and tempests blow by order from thy throne. While all that borrows life from thee is ever in thy care. And everywhere that man can be, thou God art present there. Let's take a minute to greet each other this morning. Tell somebody you're glad to see him here.
Well, good morning again. This is our opportunity for prayer requests and praises, and we're grateful that each one of you have chosen to worship with us on this rather cool, rainy spring day. I saw Pastor Abe leave, but a tongue-in-cheek prayer request is maybe we need to get Pastor Abe a bigger umbrella. If he's But I do appreciate his willingness to sacrifice himself and go out and help others get in. But this morning, we do have a couple of prayer requests that have been given to me. This past week, April's mom, Janet, she's been struggling with some respiratory issues, and so they were doing some tests for that, as well as she had some other health issues, and they have discovered that she has uterine cancer. They will be scheduling surgery for a hysterectomy in June. We're able to get in to the clinic and maybe get some antibiotics to help with the cough and some of her respiratory issues. But I know this month she's got a graduation of one grandson here and I think two or three others back east. So to pray for them and for Janet. Also came through this week, Mike Ketchin had asked us to pray for a mole that was on his back that was removed, and they thought it was cancerous. This week, the results came back, and it's not. And that's a huge weight off his mind, as we all know, but grateful for how God has answered there. Also, this morning, Dean Weaver gave me a request for some friends of theirs back in Ohio, Chuck and Jeannie Gaddy. They have had a long struggle and with cancer, and then this past week, they were diagnosed both of them with another set of cancer, and it's not looking very good. And then one other cancer-related news, Kathleen Haas and her brother Ross are on their way to Rapid City to be with their brother Wendell. He was diagnosed with stage 4 cancer this week, and they're calling the family in to say goodbye. So that, not only for Wendell and the family, but also for Kathleen and Ross as they head to Rapid City. I know those are some very weighty requests, but are there any other requests to pray for? John.
Well, I was with a good friend of mine, Turkey Hunt in the Hills, yesterday, and he got word that his mother got really sick and she was battling leukemia. And they ended up flying her to Sioux Falls, and we brought up the Turkey Hunt. And she did pass away last night.
Mm-hmm. And
Mike Gadd is his name, and her name was Shirley.
So John was out turkey hunting with Mike Gadd and got word that Mike's mom, Shirley, was diagnosed with leukemia and then she passed
January.
Away. In January, okay.
She,
oh.
I don't know, complications or what, but she got really sick yesterday.
Okay, and so then she did pass away. So we'll be praying for Mike and his family as with the passing of his mom. Any other prayer requests or praises? Yeah, Mark. Not the father of the bride?
Wedding week, so
oh, okay.
And all of that insignificant stuff would take care of itself. The real important thing happens on Saturday. So.
Well, we will pray for the details. You also have a speaking part, I would assume, so we'll pray for your speaking part. It's her mother and I. That is a true joy. But it is also a transition, and so we'll be praying for Abby and all the details, knowing that those of us that have gone through weddings, the bride always has something go on, and so we'll pray that God brings wisdom as well as a smooth sailing for the week, as well as for Mark and Therese. Any other prayer requests or praises? Yeah, June. Well, it's not a bad time for a road trip as long as your back is doing okay. But that the praise is that you got to meet your newest great-grandson. And that is an awesome opportunity. That's one of the great things about summertime. School lets out of getting back together as family. And we'll be praying for all the families that have gathered for different graduations as well as for our graduates. Well, let's pray. Heavenly Father, we do thank you for the way that you work in our world. Just the reminder through our call to worship of the sending of rain and snow sometimes provides us an inconvenience, but we all know how much we are dependent upon you providing moisture. And as it's raining today, you also provide the patience that we need, as well as this time of year for our farmers and ranchers with the spring work and field work, that you would bring peace of mind and heart that you are in control. Father, we are grateful again to see spring show up here and things greening up. It is just that reminder that as seasons change and our lives change, you do not. And you're constantly at work in our lives. Sometimes we see it, sometimes we take it for granted, and sometimes you are working behind the scenes, but we have the promise that as a part of your family, you will bring us good gifts, and when there are struggles, you will walk through them with us. That the words of David, that even though through a valley of the shadow of death, we can fear no evil because you are with us. And that we have the hope of eternity beyond this grave. The lives that we lead are, they matter to you. And as our Father, we come before you and lift up these requests. Father, we do pray for Janet and for this diagnosis, that you give wisdom to the doctors, and grateful that they have caught this cancer early, and there is a very hopeful prognosis, but it is always, when we hear the diagnosis of cancer, it brings anxiety and it brings an opportunity to trust you. And I pray that you would be with Janet, and knowing that she is also desirous of not only seeing David graduate today, but her other grandchildren, that you give her safety in her travels and all the connecting flights that she is anticipating. Father, I pray for April and the family that you would also bring peace of mind and heart. We rejoice with the news that Mike Ketchin got this week, that what was removed from his back was not cancerous, and we rejoice. For others, we come alongside of. We pray for Dean and Nettie's friends, Chuck and Jeannie, back in Ohio, and the diagnosis of a new round of cancer, that you would just speak into their the situation, and most importantly, that you would remind them of your presence. Father, we pray as the rest of the family that you would bring healing, and that is in your hands and in your timing. Father, we pray for Kathleen and her, the family, for her and Ross as they travel to Rapid City for their brother Wendell with this very dire diagnosis, that you would bring him peace, that you would alleviate the pain. And as the family is called back, that if there are any reconciliation, that that would happen. But the opportunity of being reminded of the presence of Christ, and in a very difficult circumstance. But Father, we do pray for the family and then their travels. We lift up Mike Gadd and his family with the passing of his mom, Shirley, and that you would bring comfort in their time of grief. We lift up Abby and Mark and Therese and all the details of this week as everything culminates for Friday and Saturday, that you would bring wisdom and that you would show yourself very faithful. But as Abby gets ready to launch into marriage, that you would be with Mark and Therese as they hand off the responsibility of their daughter to a new son-in-law, that you would, through the wedding, but also through the marriage, that you would demonstrate again and again that a cord of three strands is not easily broken, and that your son, as the center of the marriage, is that third strand. Father, we thank you for these celebrations. They bring stress, but also that your son would be glorified in the service this Saturday. Father, we also pray for just the opportunities of getting together with family. We thank you that June and Ron were able to meet their newest great-grandson, and the joy that children bring. And this season of the year also, we pray for the graduates, those that have graduated yesterday in the last couple of weeks, as well as those graduating today and the coming weeks. Father, that they would be sensitive to your leading, that you would show yourself faithful. Father, pray for families and travel for the summer months as well. Father, we are also grateful for the ministries you've lifted up and raised up in our midst. We pray for VBS with all the preparations, that everything would come together, and that the hearts of those volunteering as well as the hearts of our students would be prepared to receive the gospel message and to be able to proclaim your son as the answer to our greatest need. Father, we lift up our missionaries. We pray for CEF and the work they do around our state in ministering in their five-day clubs and as they get ready for their Youth in Action camp coming up in a couple weeks, that you would be with all the preparations. Help Glenda as she works through that as well. Father, we lift up this offering to you. We ask that you would bless the giver and the gifts for your honor and glory. In Jesus' name, amen.
Thank you, Janelle. Okay, let's take our hymnals and turn to number 484. Who is on the Lord's side? 484. Who is on the Lord's side? Who will serve the King? Who will be his helpers, other lives to bring? Who will leave the world's side? Who will face the foe? Who is on the Lord's side? Who for him will go? By thy call of mercy, by thy grace divine, we are on the Lord's side. Savior, we are thine. Not for weight of glory, not for crown and palm, enter we the army, raise the warrior psalm. But for love that claimeth lives for whom he died, he whom Jesus nameth must be on his side. By thy love constraining, by thy grace divine, we are on the Lord's side. Savior, we are thine. Jesus, thou hast bought us, not with gold or gem, but with thine own life blood for thy diadem. With thy blessing filling each who comes to thee, thou hast made us willing, thou hast made us free. By thy grand redemption, by thy grace divine, we are on the Lord's side. Savior, we are thine. Fierce may be the conflict, strong may be the foe, but the king's own army none can overthrow. Round his standard ranging, victory is secure, for his truth unchanging makes the triumph sure. Joyfully enlisting by thy grace divine, we are on the Lord's side. Savior, we are thine. Okay, just a few pages to the right, 497, Near to the Heart of God. There is a place of quiet rest near to the heart of God, a place where sin is unmolest, near to the heart of God. O Jesus, blessed Redeemer, sent from the heart of God, hold us who wait before thee, near to the heart of God. There is a place of comfort sweet, near to the heart of God, a place where we our Savior meet, near to the heart of God. O Jesus, blessed Redeemer, sent from the heart of God, hold us who wait before thee, near to the heart of God. There is a place of quell release, near to the heart of God, a place where all is joy and peace, near to the heart of God. Oh, Jesus, blessed Redeemer, sent from the heart of God, hold us who wait before thee, near to the heart of God. Thanks for singing.